It's awesome when we can open up the show here on Super Bowl Sunday with a brand new friend, a brand new guest, and an organization that is really engaging. When you hear the name Kids Helping Kids, it just automatically gives you a good feeling. But this organization is working to facilitate the development of leadership skills through youth-led service projects, because there really is nothing like it. Kids Helping Kids gives students a voice, the tools, the belief in themselves, and a path to take their power and positive impact to others. And their executive director, Jennifer Bentley, is on the line with us right now to help kick off the program here on Super Bowl Sunday. Jennifer, it's going to be a long Sunday till game time, but hopefully we'll give some folks not just something to think about, but also be a great lead-in to a couple of other programs that are also going to be focusing on youth here in Connecticut. So tell us quickly about the organization. What's the background on Kids Helping Kids?
Sure. Thank you. And thank you, John, for having me. So Kids Helping Kids is a nonprofit based in Stamford, Connecticut. I am so proud to share that we've just reached a significant milestone of 15 years as a nonprofit dedicated to empowering youth to give back to the community through youth-led service projects. And our projects are specifically for underserved children in the community. In the process of brainstorming, planning, leading, and organizing these service projects, our youth volunteers are also growing in critical life skills like problem solving, confidence, resilience, teamwork, and public speaking, just to name a few. I have been with the organization now for 8 years. When I first started in 2017, I worked directly with Jennifer Kelly, who is one of the co-founders. She started Kids Helping Kids with her daughter, Lexi, in 2009. Lexi was recovering from a traumatic car accident and said that it was all the little acts of kindness that she received from her classmates and her friends that really inspired her to create a place where just kids could feel the impact that they have to make a difference in the world, like her friends did in hers. Mm. And that has been, that's our story. That's why we do what we do every day. We come together from schools all over Fairfield County, and we work with our kids. We empower our kids to give back to the community, either through a project, a passion that they feel particularly passionate about, whether that's a hobby, something that they enjoy doing, and then we help them create that project, or they can jump in and come to what we call any of our show up and serve projects. So on weekends, we might be doing a food packing event at Filling in the Blanks or working with Soundwaters to do a beach cleanup. We partner with over 24 community partners and nonprofit agencies in the area to support their initiatives and missions as well. So we are a collaborative nonprofit, and we are so, so excited to be here for 15 years and very much look forward to what the next 15 years hold for KHK. Mm-hmm.
Well, this sounds like an initiative that, kind of planted its seed in the panhandle, but something that each and every one of our towns and cities in Connecticut could use.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit more about the young people that are coming to this. What's the age range of these young people who are digging in shoulder to shoulder and making a difference in their communities?
Our volunteers typically start around middle school, so they're middle and high school students. We are definitely trying to grow our elementary program, which one of our board members started with her son, and we are looking to build that up. It was on hiatus during the pandemic, and we're really working to bring that back again because we have seen a need and receive calls all the time from parents who say, my kids are, 5, 6, 7. Can they also participate in Kids Helping Kids? And the answer is a resounding yes. We never turn anyone away, but primarily our age group is middle and high school students.
So we know we have an issue here in Connecticut with at-risk and disengaged young people, mm-hmm. but this initiative For any kid that can get attached to it, one of the key things that they're going to begin to develop, thanks to you and your adult volunteers and participants, is leadership skills. This mm-hmm. is something that some say may be critically lacking, or at least overtly lacking, in a demographic of young people who kind of, you know, got the gut punch of the COVID era. So leadership is a critical component of your initiative.
Yes, it is. And we have seen that over and over again, based on the testimonials that our seniors give. So at the end of every year, we have what we call a spring celebration or senior celebration to recognize the impact of KHK in the community for that year, but also to bid farewell and congratulate our seniors who are moving on to college. As part of that celebration, we ask our seniors to share their experience as a volunteer at Kids Helping Kids. What did they learn? How did they grow? What did they get out of it? And we have heard over and over again personal evidence of, I have grown. I see myself as being able to make an impact in the world. I see myself as more confident. I see myself as someone who's likely to take initiative and speak up for what I believe in. And so these are just some of the examples of how I know that Kids Helping Kids is making an indelible impression on the lives of our volunteers, but also in the community.
Well, while Kids Helping Kids right now is concentrated down into the most remote southwestern part of the state, you've got an event coming up that is really important. One of the things that we picked up the baton on in this For the People race some 30 plus years ago was a commitment to destigmatize mental health and alternate abilities. And you guys are stepping up in a big way with Hope Day. And while Hope Day is being conducted by Kids Helping Kids and your partners down in the greater Stanford area, this event is open to anyone who wants to come and learn more about the organization. Maybe it's a great opportunity for people to come and see how they might be able to come up with the way of bringing Kids Helping Kids up the coastline and up into Connecticut more. Let's hear about Hope Day.
Absolutely. And this is a wonderful project that our youth volunteers have started. They started 3 years ago. And that really is the magic of KHK, John, is that it's not my idea. I would love to take credit for something like this, but it is something we ask the kids to think about, a social justice issue or a concern that was really relevant at the time and something that they really wanted to dig in and do some research and try to tackle or problem solve. And the kids voted on mental health. So the mental health team decided that they were going to interview social workers and therapists to really get a sense of some of the issues that teens and youth are grappling with, knowing also that they have peers and friends that have started to express some challenges in the mental health space. So they wanted to tackle this issue, and they decided to do a mental health fair to help highlight all of the resources that are available to families in the community. And we are having a third event on Saturday, February 22nd at UConn Stanford. And we have over 40 vendors, nonprofit partners, and social service agencies that will be in attendance. We are also going to have two keynote speakers. One is an eighth grade student who is going to share her story on bipolar disorder. Mm. And she's going to speak about the people and support systems in place that are helping her navigate that. And then we are also partnering with LiveGirl, another nonprofit here in Fairfield County. Mm-hmm. And the program manager is going to talk about how self-confidence is really important in self-care and helping to really build yourself up to see yourself as competent and capable to address anything that comes your way. And I'm really, really excited for the event. It's going to be a wonderful day. It is free, absolutely free. It's open to the public. Refreshments will be served. And the kids also decided to kind of throw in some incentives to get more people there. And so we will also be having a prize drawing to give away Apple AirPods and two Visa gift cards.
Fantastic. People can just learn more about the organization or pre-register or inquire about supporting this event or the organization itself by going to kidshelpingkidsct.org. We've been pleased to meet and talk with Jennifer Bentley. She is the executive director of Kids Helping Kids, which empowers young people to turn empathy into action by designing and implementing service projects that benefit other children in their communities. All of those projects are created, planned, and led by youth, and they provide meaningful and enriching experiences, foster personal connections, of course, help youth develop critical 21st century skills, and fill a need for young people throughout their community. So we hope you'll get involved. Maybe come on down to Hope Day on February 22nd, beginning at noon at UConn Stanford, but the place to go is kidshelpingkidsct.org to get started, to get to know this organization and maybe be the impetus of bringing Kids Helping Kids to your Connecticut community. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for your time this morning.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.